Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So as we wait patiently,
yeah,
for the Rockets to make their next move, if there is a, well, there will be a next move. There always is.
Yeah, with Daryl Morey.
There's a lot of people, right?
He's like a shark. He can't stop moving.
Well, it's funny. I did a post, and maybe we can hit it later in the show. I did a post, a list post for the Houston Press today. The 10 best off-season moves that Daryl Morey's made as general manager.
Oh, nice.
Not in-season, not trade deadline, but just strictly from June through October. That way I included June through October so we can include what his best move as general manager has been, the James Harden trade, which took place on October 27th, 2012. And going through it, you know, I went to the website realgm.com. It's a basketball website.
Right? Yeah.
They list every transaction that every team has had in the modern era.
Great resource.
Yeah. And it took me all night. That's what I was doing with the All-Star game on in the background, was putting that list together. I needed about the time the All-Star game took to go through all of Daryl Morey's moves.
I believe it.
Of all the general managers to do this for, I can't believe I volunteered for this.
Nobody retools like Daryl Morey.
Yes. And the retooling continues, and it appears as though the Rockets, if a deal for Carmelo Anthony is going to happen, it's now in the scope of a possible four-team trade.
Yep.
The Knicks, the Rockets, and two other teams, that's the scope of the framework that's being explored right now by the Knicks and the Rockets, who both appear anxious.
And that's Wojo reporting that.
Sources tell ESPN, which is Adrian Wojnarowski. No deal was imminent Wednesday, but the Knicks and the Rockets are confident they have a willing third team trade partner. But the problem is, they need a fourth team to move a particular player contract that neither the Knicks nor the Rockets could or would accept into the deal. So they need to find somebody to cooperate in this whole thing in order to take a contract that neither of these teams want. If you're a Rocket fan who wants Carmelo Anthony, let me caveat that, because I don't know that every Rocket fan wants Carmelo Anthony, but I think most of the ones I talk to are pretty excited about the possibility, and I think you and I are both in the camp of bring it on. The good news here is that the Rockets want Carmelo Anthony, and the Knicks are willing to move Carmelo Anthony. From there, it's just the mechanics of
putting
a deal together.
When you say mechanics, I mean, part of that is ensuring that you don't give up too much of your core to get Carmelo Anthony, because then you're kind of spinning your wheels. Now, I will say this. Sam Amico, who is a pretty prominent NBA writer as well, is tweeting that the Cavaliers, or is reporting that the Cavaliers have the inside track on Carmelo Anthony. So where this thing goes, we don't know. But yes, I mean, and we talked about Capella yesterday, and whether or not if you're a Rocket fan, you'd be willing to include him. And I think most Rockets fans would be very reluctant to include Clint Capella. It sounds like if the Cavaliers are going to pull it off, they may have to include Kevin Love, which, if I'm a Cavaliers fan, look, regardless of how you feel about Kevin Love, I feel like there's a spinning of the wheels aspect to Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony. That, are you really getting significantly better, or are you just replacing one guy with another who can give you something similar?
I mean, Love gives you a little more juice on the glass. He was a much more willing defender last year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's why if I'm a Cavalier fan, I don't want any part of giving up Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony.
Well, I think Carmelo is, I don't want to say light years ahead of Kevin Love as a scorer, but Carmelo is an elite, historic level scorer, whereas Kevin Love is a guy who is, in Minnesota, he got his points because he was their best player, and in Cleveland, he's clearly their third banana.
And up and down from a scoring standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, Carmelo is a considerably better scoring threat than Kevin Love. He can beat you in a number of different ways.
There'd be something cool about Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James playing on the same team. If anyone remembers, was it 2003?
2003 is the draft that they were together.
1-2 in the draft.
They were 1-3. Darko Milicic was in between
Darko,
the two
Detroit.
Of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you know the top five in that draft? LeBron 1, Melo 3, Bosh 4, Dwayne Wade 5.
Wow.
And Darko Milicic, or Milicic, however you pronounce it. Yeah, it was number two.
Melo off the national championship after 1 year at Syracuse.
That's right. Yeah,
and LeBron straight out of high school.
LeBron straight out of high school. Bosh off of 1 year at Georgia Tech. And Dwayne Wade was an upperclassman at Marquette that had just gotten them to the Final Four. And the funny thing is, Darko was drafted by Detroit, who had made a trade. Detroit was in the middle of their great run.
It was an elite team back
then.
They
won the title the next year with Darko on there. Darko has a ring.
Larry Brown.
Yeah. But think about that. Think about, if you're a Detroit Piston fan, the what if of that whole thing. What if the ping pong ball falls a different way? I think the ping pong ball, if it fell a different way, I think Memphis was going to get to keep their pick. I think it was protected for them. That was Memphis's pick. That was the number two pick. But just think, if you pick somebody, anybody, in that top five other than Darko, all three of the guys after him all went on to become various degrees of franchise player, Carmelo, Bosch, and Dwayne Wade. But at any rate, we're sidetracked. But Carmelo, the four-team scenario appears to be the one that's in play right now. He has 2 years and $54 million left on his deal. Well, the good news, if you're a Rocket fan, Rich, real quick, is I think you have more ammunition to get a deal done than Cleveland does.
Sounds like it.
I mean, if you're willing to do the Capella thing, if you're
right,
willing
well,
to
that's
give
the thing.
Up more. Because I think Cleveland's emptied the chamber on first-round picks.
Yeah, and yes, and I even read something about the Rockets and or Cavs making a move to acquire picks they've given up so that they can include a pick in one of these deals. Because obviously, is it the Ted Stepien rule?
Yeah.
Can't trade first-rounders in consecutive years.
Yeah, yeah. The old Cavaliers owner.
Yeah. So if the Rockets are able to pull this off and Carmelo Anthony comes to town, I'm going to say it's doubtful he gets the same reception that Paul George got in Oklahoma City today.
What happened today?
Apparently, Paul George touched down at the OKC International Airport. I mean, I'm sort of joking there. I don't know how big the airport is. I've not been to the Oklahoma City airport.
I hate laughing
airport.
At other cities like this because I grew up in Hartford.
I'm guessing it's a smallish airport.
Yeah,
and the reason is because there's video of Paul George coming out of the terminal and only separated. I think he's still in the secure area.
Okay.
But he's still able to get to a chain link fence where actually, Sean, it appears to there's a few hundred Thunder fan at the airport today. It was a pretty sizable crowd. And, of course, the Thunder team Twitter account took advantage. They had a snapshot of George gesturing to these couple of hundred, at least, kind of like louder, like getting them pumped up. And I think the tweet reads, louder, PG, we can do that. But, you know, this is the right thing to do if you're the
you
Thunder.
Try,
but,
man.
But who are we kidding here? Does anyone think Paul George is going to be this beloved in Oklahoma City a year from now as he is right now? I don't think so.
Well, I mean,
it depends on what kind of season they have.
Yeah, what you're saying is, well, if you're asking, is he staying or is he going, basically, is what it comes down to. I mean, if he stays, he'll be beloved the same way Russ is beloved.
Russell Westbrook is going to turn out to be, I think, sort of the historical outlier for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They're going to lose more than they keep because they're in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. When Russ hasn't signed his extension yet, he was offered the same extension James Harden
was.
Good point. Yeah, he has not signed it yet. He's got till the beginning of the season to do so. And if he hasn't signed it by the time training camp rolls around, that'll be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be something he gets asked about quite a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.